This basketball podcast is brought to you by the Crittenden Press. Our printed edition comes out each Wednesday afternoon and is mailed to you at your home on Thursdays.
We're with Coach Shannon Hodge. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lady Rockets, who are now 12-8. Coach Hodge, you're kind of on a roll here. Won a couple of games, beat Livingston and Caldwell County over the weekend. Got that big district victory that puts you in first place for the regular season, a share of the lead of the championship, and I guess you'll do a coin flip now to see who gets the top seed.
Right. Lyon County and the Lady Rockets are at the top of the district, so we will flip a coin, and Livingston is sitting third and Trigg County fourth in the district, so the winner of the flip would get Trigg County, and the loser of the flip would get Livingston in the first round of the district.
Are you a pretty good flipper?
Well, we haven't had to flip in a long time.
Yeah. Have not been in this position.
No, I haven't. But, you know, we ought to feel pretty confident whichever way it works out. I mean, of course, you know, theoretically you'd think that you wouldn't want to play Livingston on their home court in the first round. But you know, we've played them three times now, and I think we've played better against them each time.
Yeah.
And not to say that anything's a given, not at all. It will be a dogfight whoever we have to play. The district tournament always is. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'd like to think we could win a flip, but we'll just see. But we ought to feel pretty good either way.
Of course, the last time you won the district 4 years ago, went to win the region as well. And won that one outright, so you didn't have to go through this tiebreaker system.
Right.
But it is a great feeling to be in the driver's seat, or at least one of the teams driving. And it's got to be even more reassuring to know that a good number of these players, maybe not the majority of the scoring, but a good number of your players are going to be back for three more years anyway.
Yeah, and you know, I think we're seeing in the last couple of games, the Livingston County game, the Caldwell game, you know, we've finally seen a little maturity coming into play to some degree. And, you know, I harped on this all year last year, and I've really tried to stress the importance of mental toughness and confidence and knowing what we want to accomplish out of each offense or whatever we're doing defensively. And you know, the girls have really been trying to be more mentally focused. And I think it's paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've really talked about just playing hard and playing with energy and trying to you know, take it to another level defensively. And you know, I thought we did that to a great degree Friday night against Livingston County. I was really, really pleased with our defensive effort. And, you know, we did a good job on their big guns. And, you know, as well on Saturday night, the Loomis girl only had four points. Now, Rogers scored several, but she's just a really slippery character to try to defend. But everything she got, she had to work for. And so, you know, and we did a good job on then other players who would have had to step up, and, you know, we shut them down. So, you know, I've been very pleased with our defensive effort the last couple of games. So hopefully we'll continue that, because that's something, you know, another thing, that's something that's just got to be a given from night to night. We've got to know that our defensive effort is going to be there, and our defense has to create some offense for us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a kind of team that is going to be able to walk the ball down and set up an offense. Although we're getting a little bit better, you know, we've got to create some offense from our defense, fast break situations, and we've done that some. So, you know, I think at least the last couple of games, that understanding of what we wanted to get done and that maturity level mentally has shown.
Of course. Chelsea Oliver has been what you've expected. She's averaging 16 points a game, and I know you'd like to get another 8 or 10 out of her sometime.
Yeah.
But she's a big gun.
She is, and I think she's played just stronger. Her overall game, her coming out of a pile with the ball, being able to come out with it, you know, and getting some key rebounds at significant times and things like that has really shown. I really challenged her back around Christmas time to really step it up and play that way, because there are very few people who can match her athleticism on the floor. And so, you know, she ought to play like a superior athlete, because in most situations she is. And, you know, I think she's finally coming to understand that and expect that same thing from herself.
And, you know, Mallory McDowell, the other senior, it seems to me, just by observing, you know, after the game and looking at the scoring, and just kind of a tendency that I think I've noticed, is when Mallory scores 6, 8, or 10 points, we win.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think she, you know, I don't know if she realizes, I've tried to express that to her, that, you know, she needs to be a scorer. I think she, and at the same time, I've been talking to her lately about trying to really be the coach on the floor. And I think when she focuses her efforts on trying to direct everyone, sometimes she forgets that she needs to also be looking to be a scorer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, down these last few weeks, if we can get her to do both, you know, we'll be in business.
Of course, then your other big gun offensively is Cassidy Moss. She's averaging about 13 points a game. And it's pretty nice to have a 1-2 punch like her and Chelsea.
Yeah, and Cassidy is just so hard-nosed. You know, she goes and digs a ball out of a pile sometimes when I don't understand how in the world she gets it done. But she really, you know, it has a nose for the ball, and she's, you know, she's got a nice outside shot. Cassidy can score outside, inside, in between, and you know, she's drawn some tough defensive assignments lately as well. And, you know, she shut Payton down Friday night and Loomis down Saturday night, and you know, she's going to be someone you're talking about, you know, people in years to come. And she's just a sophomore. Of course, most people think she's older because she's been playing for 3 years.
Yeah.
But you know, she's understanding her role of having to be someone who packs a load night in, night out, and she's rebound the ball extremely well. Too.
And that competitive spirit, like you're talking about, on loose balls, whatever, just to win every single ball, to win every one-on-one matchup, she's got it.
Right.
And, you know, her sister, I forgot, Kyla's also a senior.
Right. If we've actually got five, and Kayla Davis,
that's right.
And then Taylor Johnson, too, that hasn't been able to play this year. But, you know, Kyla Moss has been somebody who has come in at key times and hit a little short corner shot. We call that her honey hole.
Yeah, and it is.
She's very confident from there. And, you know, we're trying to adjust some things offensively to be able to get her the ball in that spot more. And, you know, and Kyla's competitive too. And she's got a little knack for getting some rebounds and that sort of thing. So, you know, getting her the ball in the spots where she's comfortable offensively is what we have to do, and then just tell her to go battle. She'll do that.
And you're really getting some more points out of those bigger girls down low now than you were getting early on. And I know Kiana's back from being off with her grandmother, had a death in the family, and so now, and she's had a big game the other night. So you got to be really feeling good about the last quarter of the season here down the stretch.
For sure. You know, Kiana came back the other night, I think, with a vengeance and scored 11 points is probably her season high at the varsity level. And, you know, between Kiana and Kyla and Meredith Evans, who has played well for us of late too, you know, the three of those can go out and they can play hard and not worry about really foul trouble, because they have each other to back. You know, we've got those three definitely to play, you know, the two big spots in our offense, or at least one of them, and they each have different things to bring to the table, but they're all playing hard and they're all rebounded pretty well. I think Meredith's rebounded well, you know, so it is nice to see them develop and kind of understand roles and you know, bring that A game night in and night out. That's what we need.
4 or 5 games above 500. Here we go into the last 6 or 7 games of the season. Is this where you thought you would be?
Well, you know, before the season started, I thought we were capable of being here. I thought a lot was, it's just all up to the kids and how they approach things. And I thought we had a really great start, and I thought we went into a mental and sort of physical lull when we came back from Christmas. Not that we didn't play good teams, because we did, but I thought we just didn't play as well as we should have. But maybe now we're kind of getting a second wind and really coming together at the right time, I hope. I've felt like this team was extremely capable. And, we looked at the schedule the other day and feel like we have a chance to win every game that
every
we have left.
Yeah.
We have several games at home, so that should help too with the confidence level. So, it's just a daily thing of coming to the gym and trying to get better at practice and trying to go out with games and try to do things that we did the night before well again, and then the things that we didn't continue to try to work on and always play fundamentally sound. And, that's down the stretch. You can't forget about just how important it is to do fundamental things right. So, I think they're excited about how they've played and excited about the potential of the last couple of weeks here and going into the district tournament. So I think it's all up to them. And when they get locked in, we're pretty good. They just got to be locked in at the same time. That's the challenge.
Yeah. Well, just by observing the past, like you say, couple of weeks since you've kind of gotten back into the routine after the lull that you talked about, looks pretty good for the last few games. And as you say, on the schedule, Dawson Springs will be here on Friday night. And then Community Christian, St. Mary, a team we've already beaten. Union County, a team we very easily could have beaten on their home floor.
Right.
Hopkins Central, a team we went over there and played. And another close game over there. And then Fort Campbell, a team that we feel like we ought to be able to get. So, we can win out here.
I feel like we have that shot. And it's, the kids that we've talked about so far, another key position out there on the floor is the one Amanda Lynch and Francesca Pierce have been sharing some time at another, perimeter position. And the two of them have done some really nice things on the floor at different times. And so really right now we've got about eight people that have been getting quality minutes. And so we ought to feel like we're going to continue to get that quality play out of. And, it's a good number to have. And plus then, the other seniors that we kind of mentioned a while ago, Marie Riley and Kayla Davis, always, if you put them in the game, they're going to battle and go hard and make something happen. Mm-hmm. So we got those guys. And then Courtney Beverly, our other sophomore, and our three freshmen who all are developing. And they got a big win against Caldwell's JV the other night as too. And so it's been a long time since we've taken – swept Caldwell County.
Madison Champion had a big night scoring.
She did, and Madison's going to be somebody I think that you're going to look forward to seeing putting a lot of points up, in the next 3 years. But the other kids, Mari Collins and Emily Barnes, we've got 2 eighth graders, Shelby Summers and Kenley Pearman, that are doing well too. So, the future is bright, but, golly, we've just got so much more that we could do this year. So, Hopefully we'll stay focused and get it done.
We're down the stretch. Good luck, and hopefully we get down to Livingston County and at least get a berth in that regional tournament. It's been a while, hadn't it?
That's right, and that regional tournament's going to be played right here.
That's what'll be so awesome.
We definitely want to be playing in the tournament that we're hosting.
All right, Coach Hodge, thank you.